Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I accidentally, through my keychain, having my information logged in, paid $5 and I just want to cancel it. Is that possible?
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Yeah, it's Chase Dorflinger and it's 35633.
35633. Yes, sir. Could you spell your last name?
Dorflinger.
And that was D as in dog, OER. Was that S as in Sam?
F as in floor.
Yes, sir. So FLING?
Yeah, and then another ER.
ER after the G?
Yeah, so it's Dorflinger.
Gotcha. Get one on that.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Yes, sir. Could it be under a different name?
No, it should be Chase, Chase Dorflinger. Did it not go through yet, possibly?
It possibly couldn't have gone through yet. Do you have the last four digits of a card that you use?
Yes, I do.
And how
It
much was the charge
is
for as well?
$5, but it was 3778. It's the last number for the card.
3778.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So with that zip code and the last four digits of the card, I don't see any accounts or charges for a Dorflinger.
Okay, maybe it didn't go through yet.
If you happen to see a charge in your bank account, you can give us a call back. As well as usually a charge from us would be about $49.89, not $5. It would be for our
Oh,
subscription.
really?
Yes, sir. So I'm
Well,
not sure
that's
if
what
you
it
have the
said.
right number.
Well, this was for a Home Depot ad that popped up in my email, but the thing is, I had applied for a job yesterday at Home Depot. So it was for like a drill giveaway or something random. And when it popped up, I was trying to close out, but I had a keychain where all your information pops up, kind of autofills in or whatever. So when I sent it instead of closing it because it was a smaller window. So it went through for like $5 just shipping. So that's what I called immediately and they were like, no, it takes like 20 minutes to call back. And then the thing that really scared me, because I was like, you know, if I can't get $5, who cares? But it says on the email I got, also for monthly subscription. And I just thought, if this thing, because I'll totally forget about it, auto-renews every month, then at some point the $5 every month or whatever, I'll definitely notice that. So I was like, man, I need to just call them.
Yes, sir. Usually it's different. Like you do like a survey for Home Depot, but the gift is at the end
Yeah.
separate. However, like it's different companies that's advertising those like drills.
Yeah.
However, if you were to be in our contest for the drill, it would be about $49. So I don't think you caught the right company for that.
Okay. All right.
If
Well,
you,
this is the number associated with the email, so that's why I just called
yes,
it.
sir. If you happen to see a charge for $49 or even that $5 charge as you said you have, if it's $49, you can give us a call back. But for another charge, you can actually call your finance institution and ask them for a merchant number, and they'll be able to give you the phone number to call.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your help.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.